this is Dark Circles, the first song on disc number 2. We're glad you're still with us, if you are hearing my voice. Anyway, the first thing you're going to hear is some texture from the drum tracks. It's actually me with a little handheld recorder walking up and down my front walk when it snowed. Not last year, or not this year, but last year.
Yeah.
Which it was a shock that it snowed at all. Anyway, really was fascinated just by the texture against my boots, and did that for a while, which was fun.
And then
following that.
But then didn't you also? You just came in and cut it together, right, to make a kind of.
Yeah. I just took my time walking, so I had to be able to kind of cut these things apart and apply them in a way that had a rhythm to it. So you'll hear the actual raw kind of walking track, and then you're going to hear the drum track, the programmed drums, with that snow texture in time.
Are any of those drums Steve drums?
There's a sample of one of Steve Hindelong's giant bass drums.
Yeah.
Just played with the absolute softest mallet, as soft as we could play it, and it's still huge.
So this is, to me, that's one of our favorite middle sections ever. When we were doing the horns and strings, we had the horn players just play like kind of an insane track, kind of like Year in the Life by the Beatles, where it just kind of gets crazy. And then what we did with that is we brought it back and we took the dry signal completely out and ran it through some effects. And in addition to that, we brought in Christy again to sing, and she just did this kind of insane, really kind of a Bjork type thing in a way. She's really happy with it because it's kind of a, I don't know, when you do hear it finally more prevalent, you see that it was a lot of fun for her to do. So this is the horns and Christy's vocal. Okay, so also in the middle section, in addition to some guitar feedback with Space Echo and all that, there's some keyboard textures. I have this little analog type keyboard, and so we were using that and running it through all kinds of effects. And I think there's also a guitar that we had turned the reverb all the way up, and kind of it's a little subtle, but that's why we want you guys to hear it, because it's kind of buried in the mix.
And these are the raw horn tracks at the end of the song. So you can kind of hear the arrangement.
And how many horns are there?
Clearly, there was a French horn and two trumpets, and then we did, I couldn't even hazard a guess as to how many passes. A lot.
Did he do a flugelhorn? What was it?
Yeah, he switched, the trumpet player switched out, did a flugelhorn.
Yeah, so this, I think this has all four of those, right?
It does.
Yeah, okay.